pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, I always think if I was a business person downtown, I would freak out and not let people park for 8 hours. If somebody can park for 8 hours, they can...
Welcome to the morning council, all right, the meeting, October 8th, 2022.
Any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads and election officials before we start that. Sheriff Glenn Denning sent an email. He will not be here today, but he's in another meeting that's very important, but if anybody needs him, you can give him a call.
He didn't put a smiley face when he...
No, he didn't, did he? He sent that to all three of us, so... Anyway, Terry Johnson.
Good morning. Absentee voting begins tomorrow in person, and that's also the first day that we can mail out the ballots for anybody that's requested a ballot to be mailed. So far, we've received 1,891 requests, and I think I checked the numbers the other day for what we, absentees that we had 4 years ago, and so far we're down about 5,000.
Down?
We don't know if they're all going to show up here the next 2 weeks.
Oh boy, you're going to be busy.
Or what they're going to do, or if they're going to show up at the polls. So anyway, that was just a little history thing that we went back and looked through. Just want to remind rural residents, the fall cleanup is going on. So, and it's posted on our website, so if they want to see a list, they can see that. And I think that's it.
Okay. Well, if it comes down to it, Tom's on a ballot, so he can't help it. I let Shane go help you.
Okay.
He's got to have something to do.
You enjoyed that too much, Trent.
That look was priceless.
Look on your face, yeah.
Colin, how's the IT department?
Good, just keep busy like always, but I don't got anything new to report.
Okay, thank you. Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning, really busy. A reminder that we got geo projects. If anybody's interested in that, it's posted on the county website. There's a link to that, to the cleaner plan room. We have a pre-bid meeting today out there at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock for those projects. If anybody interested in bidding on those. Had a joint county safety committee meeting last week. Just normal business, gave Angie a review. Other than that, just got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Jared Laster, regional planning.
Morning, land use has been pretty normal. We've had a few inquiries, actually several yesterday, but for the most part, it's kind of a quiet part of the year. We do have a subdivision on the agenda. Apart from that, I don't have anything new to report.
Okay, thank you, Jared. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. We're keeping busy, but nothing new to report.
You getting a lot of delinquent taxes in yet?
They're starting to slow down, but at the beginning of the month, yes, there were quite a few.
Good. Ken Hine, the seal region.
Yeah, good morning. During the past week, we've had the fire department out at our building, so thank God there wasn't a fire, and we had just turned on the furnace, and I want to thank Rodney and his crew for coming out and figuring out the problem where the furnace was blowing on one of the fire smoke detectors, and so got that fixed, and we evacuated the building, and it was a good drill for us anyway, so and all is well. Other than that, I'd like to give you I got a brochure last week about the IPS program that Hope Haven does, and it's supported employment program, helping people with serious mental illness to find jobs and to learn the job, and they do a rapid job search, and they offer individualized job supports to help people be successful at work. And This is really a neat evidence-based practice program that's been going on just for a few months now. And now First Resources is talking about starting to do this also. So it's just, they just gave me the brochure and I thought, hopefully I haven't broken any copyright laws by giving you a copy of it. But I just wanted to make, we're trying to get the word out because this is a wonderful program where some people who have burnt their bridges and tried to get jobs but failed, you know, because of their mental health issues, maybe they've gotten off their meds or something and lost their job. Well, Hope Haven's doing some extra supports for people in this kind of situation, and they'll even drive people to their appointments occasionally and stuff like that. Beyond what a normal job coach would do, just to make sure people are successful who have these serious mental illnesses at work.
This is focused on mental health rather than an ID diagnosis?
Right.
Okay.
Focused on mental health, yep. And that's what the SAMHSA, which is the evidence-based practice people at SAMHSA, all of their evidence-based practices are based on helping people with mental health more than intellectual disabilities, and so they're following the SAMHSA model, and so it's a wonderful program, and it's helped a number of people already, and we're just trying to promote it. The SEAL region, Medicaid, and Voc Rehab are all sponsoring this program. So the SEAL region helped with the startup costs, and then Medicaid and Voc Rehab are paying for most of the ongoing monthly expenses through these tier rates. And then if there's something that doesn't get covered through the tier rates, then the SEAL region is coming back and helping to make that program whole. And so it's a wonderful program. We're glad that people are getting help with jobs.
I learned from you that most everything that in my association with mental health and disability services is how important a job is, putting a structure in somebody's life, and for people with those diagnoses, how it's a great deal. So that's good. I didn't realize that was available.
Yeah, and that this brochure kind of gives some of the reasons why a job's important too, and so I just wanted you to have a copy of that. Yep.
Thank you, Kim.
I like that number two there where it's eligibility is based on applying choices, and it doesn't exclude anybody. It includes almost everybody, Ken. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And some people with substance use problems and stuff like that have really struggled to find jobs, and this program can help them.
And then did you read the fine print down here? It says cannot be copied.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say, I thought it was all fine print.
It says $25 goes to each supervisor if you call that.
Oh, okay. Well, my intentions were good.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, checks in the mail.
Hey, that's my line.
Where have I heard that?
Checks in the mail. Trent, how's that? Attorney's office.
We're doing good right now. Everything's pretty steady. Lisa's got the trial this week for that shooting at the pool. It's probably gonna be a pretty heavy lift, so hopefully she gets her done. So, but everything's running pretty smooth. Okay. So.
I need to talk to you after the meeting.
Sure.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Since Ken took up Kevin's time, I'll just stay to mine. Won't take that asterisk. So, things are moving along. I think the big thing going on right now that I'll emphasize is that we do have the project on 99 ongoing. We've been talking about for a long while now, but it is a one-lane traffic control plan up there right now. In general, it's gone very well, but I will say there have been, I want to say 3 to 4 times where the lights have, I'll call it glitched is what I'll say, but really normally when there's a glitch, what happens is that the side road in there, which has lights also, misses a cycle or two. So those folks end up sitting there. And you know, people are really quick on the draw, so then they call law enforcement, which, and they've come out and kind of gone ahead and waved people through. If you're on the side road, you can follow traffic and use some common sense if you really have to, but there are lights and I appreciate people following them. But But so far, those have just been isolated glitches. I mean, by within, in fact, the deputy that came out last week, I want to say, he said almost right away it started working fine. So it's not like you can diagnose something when it doesn't keep doing it. So in general, things are going okay. But there have been a few things. If you talk to somebody that says, oh, I waited 10 minutes or something, there's been a few of those, and I know it's frustrating, but it's 99% of the time it seems to be working as good as possible. So that's a good thing. Tom asked me this morning how much longer. I shoot people roughly 2 weeks, but that is truly just a guess for that one lane. It's really up to the contractor. We don't have a set number of days that they have those. It's in their interest to get them down as soon as possible, because then they can quit paying the traffic control consultant or to provide them, and they're not cheap, but they still have to do a couple patches where they put the new pipes across the road, so that we don't want to have traffic running on a couple rock crossings for the entire winter. So there'll be a couple patches that go in. They were talking about starting one of those today, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not. They're also moving dirt, started moving dirt Monday, so there's a lot of dirt coming in down there. So the site has changed drastically through the weekend and into beginning of this week. So I do have a project tour on in case you guys want to take a look. Obviously, it's close to town. But if you hear anything, have any calls or whatever, don't hesitate to pass them on. If there is a continued problem, we will absolutely get somebody on it and get something going with it. Most of the time when there is a glitch, it seems like within the 10 minutes or something like that, then everything starts running normal again. So I appreciate law enforcement, because they have been out there a couple times and gone ahead and kind of done manual control for just a little bit until things start cycling properly. So other than that, plenty of other stuff going on. I never give the guys, I guess our shop guys, the proper verbal credit, but there's always something going, whether it's a road closed, whether it's culverts going in, ditching, whatever it is, there's always stuff going on behind the scenes, and that's no different as we speak. So that's going on, and now we're moving along. So I do believe we finished up pinching last week, thank goodness. A little bit later this year, we were late on getting our rocking program done because we were down a body this summer for a while and we didn't have all three of our semis running. So it's just the year has dragged out longer than it would normally on some of our regular day-to-day stuff. So I think we're done with that overall. Then I think we have a little bit of cap rock to go down on one of the roads south of Burlington. But other than that, plenty of stuff, so we'll just keep on moving until the weather chases us out, unless you guys have any questions.
Did Flynn ever move back?
No, they're not back yet. Supposedly within the next week or two was the last update from the DOT. I should also mention, if you've been up 61, if you haven't, it's different now. They have moved all the traffic over to the west lanes, so you no longer have the crossovers all the way through there. It's just you're in that west lane. I guess the lanes that will eventually be southbound, but obviously they're two lane now, all the way up to where you go back to regular traffic patterns. So supposedly Flynn's supposed to be coming back in within the next week or two. That's the last update we got from the DOT. I also would mention that we just wrapped up taking applications for a motor grader position. We're still shuffling stuff through because we have one more opening. So whatever that ends up being, we'll probably do another weekend advertisement for that, even though we already have a fair number, or some applicants anyway, that will be considered for both. We'll still, if we have a full position, we'll advertise at least for a weekend to give anybody else a chance to apply. So we're dealing with that, hopefully do some interviews next week. Still going through applications, they just wrapped up. And we are out for bid right now for the Bridgeport paving job, that would be for next spring. So that's out for bid. I have a contract on here for a project I'll discuss during that briefly. And then we're still working on plans for our three small shop sites that we've talked about through budget time and everything. So a ton of stuff going on that doesn't make it to the light of day from other people, but a lot of stuff. So.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Natalie Steph, the court
Good morning. Do you have anything else to add?
No, you can, you can use my.
That was supposed to be a short conversation.
I know, I didn't know if you needed mine or.
Ken took Kevin's, I don't know what to say.
I tried.
Anyway, so we are now a passport acceptance office, we started that yesterday. So you can come down to the office, apply for passports, we also take the photos. We do request that you make an appointment, but we will do walk-ins. Otherwise, just business as usual.
Okay, thank you. Andy Long, Safety Department.
Good morning, been busy, we're doing October fire awareness, fire prevention training this month. Kinda had a lot going on this month, but not really anything to share, just busy.
Just busy.
I had just taken her fire training before our fire alarms went off, and I was wondering if she was doing that.
So I wanted to inform you of this. So as a joke, I said, well, I know what's gonna happen in the county, if a fire alarm goes off, first person they're gonna call is Rodney. Who'd you call when your fire alarm went off?
Rodney. He was right there. He got there as quick as the fire department, or quicker probably.
Everybody knows he's a fireman.
Poor Rodney.
He does get worked on everybody, doesn't he?
My toilet clogged up last week, I called Rodney.
I was gonna say, you know, without Rodney, I don't know if we could function.
Okay, moving on to correspondence, I have no correspondence.
I think it's all Rodney.
I have none.
I have none.
Okay. We still move on for discussion and vote. We have accounts payable, claims, in the amount of $1,634,878.17.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $719.42.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have a compensation board appointment representing our auditor. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I am interested in serving a 4-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the county auditor. If approved, the term will expire in July 2026. Thank you. Sherry?
Kastner.
Motion to approve.
Second. She'll do a fantastic job.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. She used to do what you're doing, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have another compensation board appointment for the Board of Supervisors representative. Gotta tell you, this gentleman is good. He's gonna retire, what, the last 3 times?
Yeah, that's right.
And Tom keeps badgering.
Sweet talking. I wasn't badgering him. I sweet talked him into it.
We all know how Tom's known for his sweet words. Can't do this today, man.
Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I'm interested in serving a 4-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the Board of Supervisors. If approved, the term will expire July of 2026. And Mr. Daniel Cahill.
Motion to approve.
Second, and actually the reason, just so you know, that I talked him into it, I thought he was funnier than anybody that came before the board. And he kind of liked that. So I said I look forward to his appearance every year. So.
As long as it doesn't get into his vacation time. Okay.
Okay.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Oh.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Wanted to get that sneaked in there, so.
We really want to thank Dan for doing this. Okay, we have in here a letter of support for Hope Haven to the Iowa Finance Authority. We are writing this letter in support of Hope Haven Area Development Center application for a forgivable loan from your agency. We support Hope Haven's endeavor to move persons with disabilities out of large ICF settings into smaller and more integrated settings in the Burlington community. This will not only give those individuals the opportunity to live and to create within a home and an integrated setting, it will lessen the concentration of persons with disabilities living close proximity to each other. This is a goal of the Center for Medicaid Services. Hope Haven has continued to provide the best services possible for the individuals that they serve, and this will allow them to continue to move to smaller and more family-like settings. Hope Haven not only provides services to the four county area, but provides jobs in the local community as well. The Des Moines County Board of Supervisors support Hope Haven in this move and provide their support.
Motion to approve.
Before I second this, did everybody see the email that was sent for this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it said, to the Board of Supervisors, "Dear Tom, would you take care of this for me?"
I know the guy.
I just thought that was quite interesting. But anyways, absolutely yes.
Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Dear Tom.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
You might want to email him, see if he needs an original or what he needs.
Okay.
I really don't know.
We have a resolution for the 2022-070, the final plat for the Fritzville subdivision.
That's contrary to what the name might suggest. We're not dealing with a brand new town called Fritzville here. This is merely a one-lot minor subdivision, and it involves land that's been in the Fritz family for generations. So that's the reason behind that interesting name. It's just under 3 acres, located off of Hunt Road, southwest of Burlington. The intent here is to split off a portion of this existing property for a family member to build a combined residence and shop. There's currently two houses. One of them is a mobile home just to the east on the same property. So this will split off 3 acres for this additional residence, it will be landlocked. However, there is a 33-foot wide access easement provided on the plat to Hunt Road, and I've confirmed with Brian at Secondary Roads that they had previously consulted on the location of that entrance. The initial proposal had it a little bit further to the east, and so they had some site distance issues around a curve there, and so we've confirmed that they worked with their surveyor to locate it to the south as close as it could be for access to the lot without getting into the site distance issue. So apart from that, the only other significant comment was health department, which is the usual just notification that they would need to have a septic system, get a permit for that before they build, and then have it installed before it's occupied. So we've included that standard condition on the resolution. And then it's also involves property within 2 miles of Burlington, so that has already been to the council and has been approved. So we would recommend the same for the county for approving Fritzville subdivision.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We'll sign the rest of them after the meeting here.
Thank you.
You know, you're talking about your different names on your subdivision.
Yeah.
We got one last week that beat yours. It's not on subdivision, it was on an application for a liquor license.
Okay.
Bar candy.
Okay.
Make a good subdivision.
I remember Jeff Hannon was always proud of Goat Farm subdivision.
Yep. Okay, moving on, this will be Mr. Carter approving a contract for the 165th Street Bridge PGA-20L-L-3029, PGA-20-7329.
This is a bridge site where over the last 10 years or so, it's sustained significant erosion in the area. It's a upper level or upper, the kind of the upper end of Flint Creek, or at least up in the middle area of Flint Creek. So we are just having a contractor come in and do some riprapping to stabilize the site. We bid this out. We had, I want to say, six bidders had really good competition. I think the engineer's estimate was $66,000 off the top of my head. And this was the only bid that came in under that. The next one was, I want to say, around $68,000. So good to have competition. And so I would recommend approval of this. And it's, I don't know for sure when, we haven't talked to the contractor, heard from the contractor to see when they're going to start. Really, the most of the project is haul a bunch of riprap from a local quarry and get it placed appropriately. And there is one culvert that's also a driveway culvert that has to be replaced as part of the project also because of its proximity to the bridge. But so when things are getting going, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Eric.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here. We have one for the county attorney's office. It's for Haley Hamilton, clerk one, anniversary, 42 month step increase to $39,799.96.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The next one is for Lynette Vansoy.
Vansoy.
Skoy.
What's that?
I think it's Skoy.
Soy.
Skoy.
This is going great.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a deputy. 6 month step increase, previous rate $47,107.10. The new rate is $52,131.89.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. I'm going to take a speech lesson here after. Over with today. We have reports for the county auditor's report for fees collected at the quarter ending on 9/30/22, the Dewey Buyer and Trust Fund ending on 9/30/22, and the Sheriff's monthly fees collected September of 2022. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own. October the 11th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCambell.
Aye.
Tom Brokered.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have any other business, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Okay. Future agenda items.
Oh, yeah, the...
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Waters Park.
Waters Park, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, are we good for next week and then... Is that what we're talking about, Terry?
Yes, I believe so, October the 25th.
Okay, yeah. So then we'll do that, and I'll let the city know. But they're definitely interested in just getting that transfer, and so was the Conservation Department as well. So,
Frayne asked me yesterday morning.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going to have a work session. I told him I thought it'd be next week, but I wasn't for sure. So, you want me to contact him, or are you going to?
Let's double tap him.
Huh?
Let's double tap him.
Okay, we'll double tap him then. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
You bet, thank you.
Committee reports.
I got nothing.
I attended the meeting of the Southeast Iowa Link Governance Board, and I think the final approval that the board has to make for the new Hirshhome, which I toured, and I know you did too, really nice facility.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
Nice facility. I attended the CIT jail diversion meeting. I enjoy that meeting. The attendees wreak havoc on the agenda, but they have some fascinating conversations, you know, regarding the problems and opportunities among the different providers. So that's really, really been interesting. And attended the Joint Safety Committee meeting, and Mike Rodney said there was an evaluation of Safety Director Angie Bonn, and once again received wonderful reviews. So congratulations, Angie. And that's all I had.
Golf clap for you.
I attended a regional utility service meeting for Russ. Everything's going pretty good over there. We're having a little problem in Ollie.
Is that Jefferson County?
Ollie beat up there in Keokuk County.
Is it okay?
Yeah. And what happened, they had everything going where they get caught back up, and I guess their mayor has passed away, and so everything kind of went haywire and went backwards. So we put stuff on hold there for a couple weeks. So outside of that, everything else is going good. The pump truck they bought is saving a lot of money for us because they're pumping their own stuff. And then I attended a juvenile detention meeting down in Montrose Friday. And we have 13 inmates down there now, the whole 21. It's in the black. We're doing real good. But from what my understanding is that next year the DHS is not going to fund it. It's Iowa... can't remember the name of it. The
DHS is no longer. It's they combined Department of Human Services and Public Health.
Yeah. And so.
And I don't remember the initials.
Yeah, it's
DHHS.
DHHS.
Health and Human Services.
Yeah. So anyway, they're going to be the funding source, and but that'll be next year. So we hope that goes as well as it did with DHS, but. We got a little bit more money. We got $9,000 more out of DHS this year than what we anticipated on, so that kind of helped out. And we're needing new locks down there. The locking system, we can't get parts for locks, kind of where the jail was at, Rodney, you know. And so we're looking, putting that into budget. And while they're doing that, they're looking at cameras, so.
DHHS won't have quite as much money. They'll have a lot of new stationery.
Yeah, new stationery.
They have a lot of open positions, too, where they're creating new positions.
I hope that's the case where they get a lot of stuff going. On a brighter note down there, they fed us dinner, but it's moved in from the prison. So they give us our dinner in these little plastic containers, you know.
Plastic spoons?
Oh, yeah.
Plastic spoons. It was a plastic spoon and then have a fork on the end of the spoon, you know. And our dinner consisted of, we had a peanut beef burrito, which was our protein, and we had our lettuce salad. We had our fruit cocktail for our fruit. Then we had cold peas for our vegetables. So, and they was cold.
Life's hard.
Did you feel like you were doing time or something, Jim?
Well, everything was okay until I got to the cold peas, you know. But outside of that, everything else is doing good. And Des Moines County is still right where we was at last year. For July and August, we didn't have September's tolls yet, but we had 96 and 97 respectively. But it just turned around on days. So we're in line to have another good year down there, but bad year for us because we're paying $160 a day. So anyway, that's all I had. Moving on to public input. Anybody wants to have anything to say to the county? Email the board at dmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or board at dmcounty.com for an email. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Anybody in here have anything?
Yeah, I'd like to invite everybody to, was that Thursday night at 6:30 at, where's that at?
It's North Hill Park.
North Hill Park, thank you, my friend. It's going to be the candlelight vigil for domestic violence for those that, if you know somebody, hopefully you don't. I wish that nobody knew and we wouldn't have to light a doggone candle, but we've got a problem and people don't know how to deal with anger or something. But anyways, if you want to come support that Thursday night at 6:30, it means a lot more than just showing up with a light.
The police department and county attorney's office putting that on. Yep. Tom, we ought to go hold up a light the way he beats us up.
I've got it on my calendar, so I'm supposed to be.
My body starts bruising as soon as I get three blocks away from this place. It's unbelievable.
We love you, Shannon.
Thank you, I appreciate that. That's what love is. Oh, wow. Man, a lot of people love me. Now I've got it all figured out. How's the records coming? The changing over of the copying of the records, how's that coming?
They're still moving along. They're still copying all of the transfer books. And
how much longer are they going to be here, do you know?
They'll probably be here another 3 weeks.
And they brought a lot of stuff.
Did they?
Like, it's hard to get to our books and that. Remind them that we have to have access to these.
Have they come in and to get the grantor grantee mm-hmm. books yet?
Yep.
Okay.
So they started in both offices at the same time?
Yes, they start with the transfer books and probably the grantor grantee, and then they'll come in and start doing the board minute books.
Okay, the 2 minutes are up. With an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
We do have a work session with the secondary roads.